This is Jay Sekulow, Attorney General Eric Holder in the hot seat over Fast and Furious.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Today is Groundhog Day again. This committee has lost its patience to wait longer. We will not wait until next Groundhog Day to get answers for the American people, for Brian Terry, and for others. Since it was never allowed to simply let known guns fall into illicit criminals' hands, have you taken any action to fire anyone or discipline anyone from Operation Wide Receiver?
Operation Wide Receiver occurred in the prior administration. I don't think that...
Well, we're not talking about political appointees. We're talking about people who would transcend the transition. Have you disciplined anyone from Wide Receiver?
No, I have not.
Have you disciplined anyone from Fast and Furious?
No, I have not as yet.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
You have not rebuked any staff members. Heck, you haven't even put a letter in people's personnel files saying that they on their watch, acted and an agent was murdered. That is absolutely absurd. And so I ask you, why have you not taken steps?
Well, I have taken steps, certainly with regard
to... You told people that you were mad, you were upset. Well, that, to me, is silly.
They were deceiving the United States Congress and consequently the American people. We have a dead U.S. agent. We have 300 dead people in Mexico. We have untold number of crimes that have been committed. You have them misleading the United States Congress. This is not acceptable from our Attorney General.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Serious accusations in Washington, D.C. over an issue we've been on top of, and that is Operation Fast and Furious. The Attorney General before the House committee today that's overseeing this. To get everybody refreshed, and I'm going to be, by the way, on Fox News at 2:30 today discussing this with Megyn Kelly. Here's what's happened. There was this operation where there was this gun running going on where we were allowing guns to cross from the United States into Mexico. We were supposed to track them. Of course, they lost track of them. Ends up that a border agent, Brian Terry, is killed with our own weapons. And 300 Mexican citizens have been killed with weapons from Operation Fast and Furious. And remember, Jordan, this is important for everybody to understand the timeline here. The Attorney General's office has been, I think, engaging in a cover-up that now has reached very significance, I'm going to get into, where he actually knew of the death of the agent, told Congress he did not know anything about any of this, and then has been consistently trying to backtrack.
Right. What we've learned now is that the difference between weeks and days and months is now much more extreme. The day Brian Terry was shot, December 14, 2010, his deputy attorney general was alerted. When he died, which was early in the morning of December 15, 2010, in the hospital, his deputy attorney general, Eric Holder's deputy, was alerted and wrote back to an email, I've alerted the AG. So his deputy chief of staff said, I've told Attorney General Holder about Brian Terry's death that day.
Yep.
So when he went up, then months later, so I just found out about it weeks ago, obviously serious problems at the Department of Justice and a cover-up going on.
No doubt about it. And then later that same day in the same emails, again, Burke sent an email to Wilkinson alerting him that the guns used to kill Brian Terry were weapons from the gun-running operation Fast and Furious. Folks, this is a giant cover-up going on in Washington, D.C. We've got an attorney general that has already made a statement back about a month ago where he, quote, withdrew his previous statements because they were incorrect, based on incorrect data. Which, by the way, if you were to pull that one on Congress when you were under oath, you'd end up being indicted. Our phone lines are open for you, 1-800-684-3110. What is this attorney general up to? What's the Obama administration doing here? Is this a cover-up? Is this just another attempt to hide the real facts from Congress and from the American people? 1-800-684-3110. Now, we are demanding very swift action here, significant action. We are demanding the truth. We've got a dead Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, whose family filed a $25 million lawsuit, which I'm glad they did, against the Department of Justice. But here's what we need to do, folks. We need to demand from the Department of Justice transparency and get an answer to this, and people's jobs need to be stopped because we're paying for these people that are not telling the truth. Jordan, give everybody the number.
877-989-2255. Take a stand. 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org. The scandal continues to unravel.
It's a tragedy, Operation Fast and Furious, a flawed U.S. law enforcement initiative aimed at dismantling gun trafficking, a botched program that took the life of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now there's evidence that top officials at the Justice Department gave Congress inaccurate information about the program. What's happening here? Did top justice officials lie to Congress? Unfortunately, there are many more questions than answers, and now Congress is turning up the heat, trying to get to the bottom of this scandal. It's time to come clean, time to tell the truth, time to find out what happened, and to make sure those responsible are held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and Attorney General Holder to take responsibility, to cooperate fully with investigators. Release the facts, tell the country the truth now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
They were deceiving the United States Congress and consequently the American people. We have a dead U.S. agent. We have 300 dead people in Mexico. We have untold number of crimes that have been committed. You have them misleading the United States Congress. This is not acceptable from our Attorney General.
Now, those are strong words from Congressman Chaffetz. And I will tell you this, folks, the American people want answers. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. But let me tell you what we're doing at the American Center for Law and Justice at the ACLJ. We are very concerned about this as well, as you can imagine. We are concerned both because I believe this is a cover-up that is significant. I believe that the Attorney General is not coming forward. We now know, as Jordan said earlier, that the AG was notified, informed, the day Brian Terry was killed. By the way, that death took place within our borders, 18 miles in. So this wasn't some situation where you're talking about, you know, even a border skirmish. This was 18 miles inside of U.S. territory, and we are not getting response. Here's what we're saying. The Department of Justice has failed to tell the truth. They're not coming forward. No one is being held responsible. We need the truth, and people need to be held responsible. 61,803 of you have signed up for it online, probably another 15 or 20,000 on the phones. We're taking this to Congress to keep the pressure on to get this Attorney General to tell the truth, because right now I don't think that's happening. I need your help on this. We need a lot of people to speak out. When we took 75,000 of you on that Montana statute for Jesus, we won. We'll get to the bottom of this one, too, if the American people are concerned about one of our U.S. Border Patrol agents killed at the hands of our own weapons and the Department of Justice apparently engaged in a giant cover-up. Here is the number for you to call and add your name to this petition, and I need everybody to do it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or ACLJ.org. This is going to the Department of Justice and to the House, and we're demanding action. What you're seeing right now is obstruction. If this was a Republican Attorney General, could you imagine the outcry from the left? Well, folks, it's time for us to have a little outcry because this Attorney General has had to withdraw his previous testimony. That's how bad the situation is. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice heard on this. It is absolutely critical. Jordan?
Bob's calling in from Maryland online, too. Bob, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good, Bob. How are you?
Listen, I was a federal agent for 17 years, and I was also overseas for 3 years. So I know that anytime we put drugs on the street and a large amount that was going to cross an international border, you've got to get Attorney General approval. You have to pitch it all the way up through all the heads of your agency, and then the AG has to sign off on it, and then they have to know statuses, and we had to tell, like, every kilo where it went. And when we were laundering money, the same thing. The AG had to give you approval to do that. So there isn't a chance in hell that he didn't know how many guns, every single detail, but then all the way up the line through ATF, ASACs, and FACs, and deputy administrators, they all had to know. And they
well, the evidence, let me tell you this, and Bob, and you served in this capacity. The evidence that's being released, and I look at the evidence here, is showing exactly that. There's a series of emails. They're doing these document dumps, by the way, as they're called. Lots of documents on a Friday. That's what is happening. Right now, by the way, they're just in recess. The hearings continue. But the fact of the matter is, we now know that according to the deputy chief of staff, they've alerted the attorney general about the death of Brian Terry and Fast and Furious. The acting DAG, that's deputy attorney general. And we then another email went and said that Brian Terry was killed at the hands of our own weapons. The gun-running operation Fast and Furious. You've got the Arizona U.S. attorney. One's gone. The other refuses to testify. He's taking the Fifth Amendment. Folks, this is like Watergate, except much worse in my view because you got a dead agent. And I think this is not only not acceptable, but, Jordan, the reaction on Capitol Hill, you're there right now, has been unbelievable. The Washington Congress is outraged.
Yeah, this is a Congressman McHenry. Let's play it. Bite number 8, talking directly to the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, who we now know, folks, knew that Agent Brian Terry was killed within 24 hours after that occurred right on the border with Arizona. The guns that were used to kill him were part of the Fast and Furious operation overseen by the DOJ and ATF. Listen to Congressman McHenry question Eric Holder here. Bite 8.
You have not rebuked any staff members. Heck, you haven't even put a letter in people's personnel files saying that they on their watch, acted and an agent was murdered. That is absolutely absurd. And so I ask you, why have you not taken steps?
Well, I have taken steps, certainly with regard to...
Yeah, you told people that you were mad, you were upset. Well, that, to me, is silly.
Well, I'm telling you, this is the reaction on Capitol Hill, folks, and you need to express your outrage as well, and there's a very easy way for you to do it. We're going to express the outrage. My goal is to get to 100,000 people that we then give to Congress and to the Attorney General's office because we've got a Border Patrol agent that was killed at the hands of our own weapons and a complete cover-up going on by the United States Department of Justice. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online, joining almost 70,000 people that have done it. Again, ACLJ.org, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I really need you engaged on this because 100,000 people speaking out. Look, we won in Montana with 75,000. We'll get to the bottom of this with 100,000 of you engaged. I mean, think about that for a moment. 100,000 American citizens saying, tell the truth, hold people responsible, don't lie to Congress. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us on air about this thing, I want to know your feelings on this. How do you feel that Congress is handling this? How do you feel about the Attorney General's statements on this? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Jordan?
Randy's calling in from California on line 3. Randy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jordan J. I've got a question or actually looking for an opinion. I'm
sure.
A policeman in the state of California.
Yes, sir.
As it relates to under oath testimony, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Brady. And my question is, how can these guys get away with lying repeatedly? We know they're lying. Court knows they're lying. And yet nothing happens. They're not held accountable.
Well, it's because, let me tell you, number one, first of all, here's what's happened. They withdrew their previous testimony. They said the Department of Justice was never involved in gun running. Then they put that in writing and in testimony. Then they sent a letter to Senator Grassley and to Congressman Issa saying, oh, we were wrong about that. We withdraw our previous testimony. Now, Randy, if you were to have done that, submitted a false statement to your superiors or to the city council where you serve as a police officer or to Congress, you get indicted. Here they just say, whoops, we made a mistake. Then he got the attorney general saying, I didn't even know about it until a few weeks before this hearing. Then he said, excuse me, I was wrong on that. It was a few months before the hearing. Now we've got the email showing he knew of it the day the agent was killed. And to me, that's just inexplicable. And the reason I get really concerned about this is not only the double standard, the way they would treat an Alberto Gonzalez, a John Ashcroft, or someone else. It's the idea that you've got them going there and still not putting forward all the documents and dumping these documents on a Friday afternoon, like no one's going to follow it. Well, folks, our people are going through it, and we're going to get action here. And I think the Attorney General has to be held accountable, period. The buck stops with the Attorney General. He's the one that's responsible for these misinformation that's going on. He could say it's a staff person, it's this. People are taking the Fifth Amendment. This is a Washington cover-up. And, Jordan, people are going to end up paying a price for this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Eric Holder's saying, you know, finding out people are going to be fired. He said that for the first time today, not just reprimanded, but they would be fired. But, of course, none of that has happened. You got people taking the Fifth, some people who have resigned at
maybe
the,
he
at the
should
state
be fired.
Level.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, but no one has been fired. And, Dad, I think Congressman Burton from Indiana said exactly right. You actually tweeted out a graphic, too, put together by Chairman Issa of the amount of documents. This is another document dump done on Friday evening. Listen to Byte 5, Congressman Burton from Indiana.
We received 6,000 documents with redactions, and you dump them on us on Friday night. Now, there's 93,000 documents. 93,000 documents that you're not giving this committee. And you're saying, well, the separation of powers prohibits you from doing that. That's baloney. That is just baloney.
Folks, you realize, I hope you do, realize what's going on here. I mean, you're talking about not only do we have a dead Border Patrol agent, we've got a cover-up in Washington at the Attorney General's office, not at some low level, not at the Attorney General's office in Arizona. I'm talking about at the United States Attorney General's office at the top of the level, including the Attorney General. And remember this, a deputy U.S. attorney in Arizona took the Fifth Amendment because they were saying, well, the information they gave us was wrong, and we relied on that. This is what's going on this situation right now, which is inexplicable and completely outrageous and a huge cover-up. We're taking your phone calls. We'll take more of those when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. What do you think should be the fate of the Attorney General? What should the President do with his Attorney General in light of these revelations? 1-800-684-3110. Now, as we get ready to go into the break, folks, I want you to go to aclj.org. I've got a lot of information posted up there. As Jordan said, we tweeted out a lot of the timelines on this. This is serious stuff. This is a cover-up in Washington, and we've got a dead Border Patrol agent. I need you to take a stand. Go to aclj.org right now and sign that petition, and we've got a lot of information there. Or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. As we go to the break, you go to aclj.org or call us right now and add your name to this petition demanding justice from the Department of Justice. 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, when you're at aclj.org, those online donations help us stay in this fight. So I encourage you to do that at aclj.org or call us 877-989-2255. Demand justice.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org. It's a tragedy, Operation Fast and Furious, a flawed U.S. law enforcement initiative aimed at dismantling gun trafficking, a botched program that took the life of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now there's evidence that top officials at the Justice Department gave Congress inaccurate information about the program. What's happening here? Did top justice officials lie to Congress? Unfortunately, there are many more questions than answers, and now Congress is turning up the heat, trying to get to the bottom of this scandal. It's time to come clean, time to tell the truth, time to find out what happened, and to make sure those responsible are held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and Attorney General Holder to take responsibility, to cooperate fully with investigators. Release the facts, tell the country the truth now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
this cover-up on Fast and Furious is reaching significant proportions. Hearings have been going on for hours in Washington. Our team's monitoring this. Our government affairs team and Jordan are working on this. Let me play for you a statement that Attorney General Holder made in a hearing in December of 2011. I made a lot of commentary on Fox News about this. Take a listen to this one.
Well, first, let me make something very clear. And in response to an assertion that you made or hinted at, nobody in the Justice Department has lied.
Yeah, very interesting statement, because then 2 months later, the Attorney General issues a letter saying we're going to have to withdraw our previous testimony because, unfortunately, the information we gave you was incorrect. Yeah, incorrect. You mean someone lied at the Department of Justice level. They're going to try to blame it on blame this on lower-level staff. That's not going to work, because now the emails they're releasing are showing exactly how high this went up to the Attorney General. By the way, a total of 103 members of the House have called for Holder's resignation or firing, expressing no confidence in Holder via formal resolution or both. I mean, this is getting very serious, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, and get this. Out of the documents the Department of Justice has identified as relevant to Fast and Furious, 80,000, only 6,000 have been released. That's only 8%. Out of the 70 Justice Department officials involved in Fast and Furious, the committee, Daryl Issa's committee, is asked to question, only 48 have been given access to Congress. Out of 22 categories of subpoenaed documents related to Fast and Furious, only about 66% have been completely ignored. We are just in what they call this is Fortress Holder, this graphic that was put out by Daryl Issa. And it's because you look at the fact of, look at all how much we're talking about right now, and we've only got 8% of the information.
I'm going to play for you folks another soundbite from Congressman Chavez. This is number 12. This is very, very interesting. I want you to listen closely. Then we're going to take some action here.
There's a threat from your side that says you'll hold Holder in contempt of Congress. Now, are you willing to go that far?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Do you think Holder's stalling here?
Oh,
and if
absolutely.
So, for the purpose of politics or beyond that?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people at the highest levels within the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and others that did know about this, and they claim they didn't, and that is, you know, there are charges here, potentially criminal, that they need to answer to.
I think what we've got to do when we get this to the White House is tell the president that he's got to take some direct action here, because it's interesting. One of the statements that came out of Eric Holder that I find fascinating is the constant drawback. In other words, well, we said this, we didn't mean that was wrong. But then you've got, the dates are all wrong. So positionally, this is not coming out correctly. This is very serious. And, folks, that's, again, we're going to take more of your calls, but that's where I need your help. You call us right now at 877-989-2255. People need to be fired. The truth needs to come out. We don't allow cover-ups. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign that petition. Take a stand here. For we need justice from the Department of Justice. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Tim calling in from Oregon on line one. Tim, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, I really appreciate the energy that you guys are putting into this and blatantly calling it a cover-up. This is not the first time that Holder has been involved in things, though. Holder has a long history of having prior knowledge of crimes that are going to be committed, and allowing them to be committed, and then stepping in to prosecute the people that have committed them. If you remember, in Oklahoma City, he was the guy that was in charge of the investigation. And if Freedom of Information Act has released the fact that from Jesse Trudeau, an attorney in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, that it's been released that Eric Holder is who signed the paper that allowed the agents to give explosives to Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols.
So that you're saying basically there's a pattern here of Eric Holder's engagement on this. You know what's interesting here, and this is something Congressman Issa said, because the president keeps saying I have full confidence in him. Listen to number 19. This is what Congressman Issa had to say.
The president says he has confidence, full confidence, in the Attorney General,
yeah.
And he's probably the last man left on earth that does.
I think that's exactly what you're saying, Tim. This is going way beyond the situation. And this goes back to Holder's position when he was with the Clinton administration. So this is, Jordan, there's a pattern developing here that's really dangerous.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It is time to take a stand, folks. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Mark calling in from New York online, too. Mark, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
It's my understanding that during this operation, a few of the gun dealers suspected something fishy going on.
They right.
told the government, I'm not sure what agency, it might have been ATF, and the gun dealers were told, this is a sting operation, go ahead, sell them the guns. You know, if I were the gun dealers, I would have told them to go to heck. I would have called my lawyer. I would have said, look, we're being set up here.
Well, you know, but what happened was that this was orchestrated by the Department of Justice, the whole gun running program, which, again, Eric Holder denied, and then he had to come back and say, yes, we did. I mean, so there's a lot of cross-testimony going on here. Here's the problem. There's a lot of unanswered questions. Jordan, what's the sense on Capitol Hill right now? I know Than's been working on this. You've been working on it. What is the sense of this?
Well, you know, it goes back to September when the ATF went to what Mark was talking about, the gun dealers, and told them, go along with the purchase. You're okay. And they did protest, and they said, are you sure about this? Yeah, you're fine. And that's why the family of Brian Terry, they filed their lawsuit against the ATF, not the gun dealers who were pressured by federal agents. As we've heard from those who were in the Washington area who were federal agents, you don't get these kind of programs approved without the highest levels of authority. And, Dad, that's the truth that we know in Washington. Something this controversial, when you're running money, weapons across borders, which means it's international, going through drug cartels, people are getting killed. You're talking about AK-47s here. This does not happen without approval from the highest level. A few bureaucrats who have been at DOJ a long time can't run this program without
absolutely.
The Attorney General knowing about it. Everybody knows that in Washington, which is why Congress isn't backing down.
Look, you worked with the Department of Justice. I've worked with the Department of Justice. I've worked with the Department of Treasury. I was employed by the Department of Treasury. I understand how this works. Folks, this is a cover-up. It's really unbelievable. Let's try to grab one more question in here, Jordan. One more caller.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to which one do you want to take?
Let's take Debbie coming out of Colorado.
All right.
Line 4.
Debbie, line 4. Debbie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, thanks. I love your program.
Thank you, Debbie.
Whenever I can. As soon as I'm working, you'll get some more.
Okay.
What throws me constantly is how obscured the truth is, the real truth, from the public. For example, Sheriff Joe makes the news constantly because he's considered, you know, to be
radical because he's actually enforcing the law.
And yes, enforcing the existing laws. And
well, that's what you got. The media bias here is unbelievable. I mean, the only ones really giving this attention, they're giving it significant attention, is Fox News. I'm going to be on with Megyn Kelly this afternoon at 2:30 Eastern time. I encourage you to watch. But that's the reality. Media is giving up. Always give a pass to President Obama, it appears. But I will say this. This one, no pass. There's going to be no pass here because the facts are starting to come out, and Congress is on this. Folks, as we close this broadcast out, the American people are having the wool pulled over their eyes. They at least that's what the Department of Justice thinks, that we're not going to care about this. Well, the fact of the matter is we've almost heard from over 70,000 of you, actually, that are concerned about this. I need you to do this right now for me. We want to get to 100,000, and then we're gonna do our own dump of documents right on Congress and right on the Department of Justice and the White House. And that's going to demand people be held accountable, and that includes the Attorney General of the United States. But I can't do that without you. So there's two ways for you to help us. You can go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition online. Very easy to do. ACLJ.org, and I've got a lot of information there. Or you can call right now, and let me encourage you, go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or again, go to ACLJ.org. But make that call, 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.